You're such a dick.
You're
such an asshole.
What's going on, guys? It's Monday night. It's Monday. Crash Test Radio.
It's not Monday night. It's Wednesday.
Oh, wait. It's Wednesday night. I forgot.
Why are you screaming into your microphone, young man?
I have no idea.
D-Rock smoked me up.
It is Wednesday, Wednesday, February 7th, and we're celebrating something very special tonight here in the studio. It is Tom the intern's birthday.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm no longer the intern. Look at this fucking seat I'm in.
All right. Yeah.
I'm in the man's seat.
John decided not to make it to the show today, which we'll get into.
I told John we call him. You want to call him?
Nope.
Why not?
Because he's a douchebag.
Pussy.
Douche. Is that John, Tom, do you think we should call him?
Yeah.
Groff?
Call that
Yes,
asshole.
Call him now.
Everyone else? But you're not going to be able to, I thought he went to a bar, so you're not going to be able to hear him.
No, I don't think so.
Who cares? He didn't want to be called, so he has to be called.
Yeah, let me call him.
He's going to listen to this shit on
Yeah, he wants you to call
podcast.
Him. That's why I don't
Fuck
think
you
should
call
him.
Should call
yeah.
Him?
No, I... He's...
Call him, then hang up on him.
You calling him?
Yeah. They're coming.
He's going to answer what?
What? What do you want? I hope he just says what. Please say what. He's not even going to answer.
I guess not.
Give up.
You can always leave him a message.
Oh, fuck it.
Fucking asshole.
Fuck him. Oh, wait. Do you want to record a message?
No.
Just hang it up.
Fuck
that. It's over. It's done.
All right, so
today we have a special part in the show, the couch mic.
We have a whole couch. We have a whole full house here.
We do have a full house.
For Tom's birthday.
Hey, couch, say hello.
The couch mic.
I unmuted your microphone for half a second.
Hello?
There we go. Thank you.
It's weird, though. Everyone was so mad fucking loud, and it was kind of giddy in here, and now it's
everyone's
fucking
quiet.
Like, quiet.
They're respecting the show. They're being quiet. Tom is,
I think the couch mic is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I think the greatest thing ever is that you have taken John's spot right now, and you're sitting at the table with us, and you have a good microphone and good headphones, and drinking a glass of red wine.
Oh my god!
I don't know what John's deal was. I came to his house to pick up all this stuff, and I was like, "Are you coming to the show?" He's like, "No," and I'm like, "What?" And he's just like, "I'm going out." Where are you going? I'm going out. Who are you going with? I'm going out. I was like, "What the fuck, man?" And I think it's because.
I know exactly what it's.
We're gonna do the show on Monday because you had other.
I was jet lagged as fuck.
Jared and John have complexes about the show.
I was.
So
I,
John.
Yeah.
John's really pissed because Jared can cancel a show and John can't.
That's what I'm
John
saying.
John wants the power to be able to cancel a show just like Jared can do.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't bring any board working skills to the fucking show, so he can't do.
He's bringing anything. Oh wait. Oh, damn it. He was just calling me and I pressed the wrong button.
That's fun. More. It's funnier if you ignore it.
All right.
No. He. We know exactly why. I was jet lagged. I was sick. It was my sister's birthday. I wanted to go to the city to see my family. Uh-huh. It was not a big deal to switch the date. I felt like dick. We were a mess. Tom was jet lagged as well with me.
Don't bring me into this.
Shut the fuck up.
Your
side
gums
with me.
Were bleeding.
My gums were bleeding.
Why were your gums bleeding? Yeah, that's right. You guys got back from the UK.
Yeah. So
and I
want to
hear some good stories.
We'll get into the UK shit in a bit. But basically, there was no way I could do the show that night. And I really wanted to do the show since we had come back. I felt like we'd have some cool stories.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do it. And that's why John's pissed because I was able to I didn't even cancel the show. I postponed it, if you will. And
he's just showing that he can do the same thing. He wants that same power.
But it didn't work. Look at me. There's more people here right now.
Than listened to the show last week?
Yes. I want you guys to write in.
Ouch.
Let us know how Rocco and John and Billy did over the past 2 weeks while we were gone. Message us the AIM
Uncle
name.
Uncle Will's a fucking clown.
The AIM name is Crash Test Losers, and you can message Tom on that. Crash Test Losers on AIM.
Did you by any chance go to our pictures page and see that Billy put up a picture of himself? And it's the doofiest, goofiest looking picture of him, and it just says, Uncle Will, Urban Culture Specialist.
I really want to go look, but I know once I start going online and fucking around, I'm not going to pay attention like I'm not doing right now. So why don't you continue on for the show, Rocco, and I can go take a look. Thank you.
Well, what... All right, I'm just going to get down to it. Who got tail in the UK? No?
Tail?
Tail.
Tail, trim?
Pussy.
I would say that I did not have sex in the UK.
I'm a good boy.
But
look at me.
I did certain things. But one was actually with an American girl.
With a man? I thought he was going to say a man.
Were these oral pleasures?
He said American.
Hey, Santa, how's it going? Long time no see.
Hey, guys.
Haven't seen you since Christmas.
Yeah, it's the off season. I'm going to come around again.
How's Uncle Will's skateboard?
Uncle Will's skateboard?
Yeah, was that like some fucking thing I missed?
Yeah, Uncle Will's going through a midlife crisis. He bought a skateboard, a guitar, and he goes to play basketball
at
the
Y. Isn't he like
18? Yeah, no, he's 20. He's 24.
Oh.
And he's going, oh, and he bought a snowboard, too. He's going snowboarding now.
Yeah, that's definitely some of a midlife crisis at that point.
He's in a total midlife crisis.
Midnight crisis?
Midlife.
Midlife. Midlife?
So what, anything interesting happened at all, or
bus window?
Want to talk about
bus window got smashed in Newport, Wales, actually.
Yeah.
Some kid from across the street had a rock in his hand and saw the GPS unit sitting on the dash with dudes in the bus.
Yeah.
I made out with four girls in one night.
Nice interjection.
I thought it was more exciting than the
bus window getting smashed in.
For me, it was.
Oh, my God. That is
I think they're both good stories. Let's hear the making out one first.
One was a man.
Let's go to that one. You made out with four girls at the same time or
no,
just
no,
in the same
four
night?
Four girls in one night.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
I ended up with bleeding gums.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That doesn't really make sense.
So what happened?
No, all I know is, because I mean.
You weren't there?
What's that? No. Okay, so it started out.
Jared told me.
And I was kind of. Like when you're walking around and you're just talking to people and they hear your American accents, they know you're in a band right away.
Nice.
So they all so
don't
so
laugh
all
at the sound
just,
effects.
They all just walk up to you and start talking to you, like
nice.
Out of instinct.
Yeah.
And so after a while, sometimes they're really touchy feely, and I was just giving a couple of kisses on the cheek, and then it turned into like I was just all of a sudden I was making out with this random girl.
Really?
Just, I would like sign her shirt, and then I'd like make out with her.
How old were
you? First one?
It's scummy.
Yeah, it's very scummy. I know, but I was drunk at the time, so I was just like going with.
So that
the flow.
Makes it okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it makes it excusable.
Nice.
But. Yeah, then that just happened a couple of times.
That's
and
awesome.
And then I ended up with one girl at the end of the night, so that was the fourth. It wasn't like four at
Go
the show.
On.
It was three at the show and then one later.
I thought it was like one girl came up, got a t-shirt, made out with you, left. Next girl in line got a t-shirt signed by you, made out with
Not
you,
Not exactly
left.
Like that.
Oh. Well, how boring.
Should have been.
Those Scottish chicks are crazy.
So Scottish chicks?
Yeah, that's where it was. It was in Scotland.
I thought it was in the UK.
Mm.
That's the
that
same
is
place?
The UK. England, Scotland,
England,
Wales,
England, Scotland, and Wales, douchey.
Yeah. Well, oh,
that was the one.
They
show
make
in
up
Scotland.
The United Kingdom.
Wales,
Newport,
right.
Wales.
Moving on. What was
Newport,
your story?
Rhode
something
Island.
About someone breaking into something.
We were in Newport, Wales, and some fucking douchebag kid threw a rock through the front window, smashed it. Is that why you wanted to wait? So
yeah.
You just sound effect clever. Smash the window.
Why do you have to like talk about every sound effect?
Because
you can't
it.
Just let it go.
I can't. I'll do my best. All
right, tell your story.
Fuck you. Some asshole smashed the window and fucking stole the driver's GPS unit. And to make matters that much worse, he went out to the pub for a fucking drink and to relax a little bit, and some guy stole his fucking cell phone when he was
and
at the
stole
pub.
His dandruff.
Who, the bus driver?
Ouch.
What? Why is that? Is that like a huge
Can
joke?
I not talk about this or something?
The bus driver had dandruff? What was it getting in your fucking
what
face
the
when he had
happen?
The window open?
I didn't say a fucking
I'll
word.
I'll set up with a nice disclaimer. Scott is a wonderful man.
He was a great
He's
bus
a
driver.
Jolly old man.
Why did you tell him about the radio show or something? Like, could he be
no,
listening?
No,
I don't understand.
They're 5 minutes
No way.
Ahead.
Yeah.
All right. So Jared tells me he's like, dude, did you see that bus driver's dandruff? This is like the early on. I'm like, no, man, I didn't even notice it. You know, I talked to him a couple times.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, you gotta check it out. It's insane. So we're riding on this we're riding on the lift, the elevator.
Yeah.
And there's like six of us in this compact elevator, and
yeah.
The bus driver's sitting right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
I glance over.
You don't even glance; it catches your
yeah,
eye.
Yeah, there's a glisten on his head, and I'm like, it's like snowing. There was it was like lice. You know that Billy Madison scene where he dumps all the fucking fake lice on his head? It
yeah,
was
yeah,
ten
yeah,
times
yeah.
worse. It was like the driest scalp I've ever fucking seen. I just wanted to scratch the hell out of it.
That's funny, man.
It was really
bad. Oh, and you had to deal with that the whole time.
I can't imagine
how much worse it gets when he doesn't get to shower every day.
But I mean.
I had to deal with it. It wasn't affecting my life. Yeah. I didn't wake up in the morning and say,
laying down on my pillow.
I got to go brush my teeth, sort merch, and look at Scott's dandruff.
Well, the way I was. I thought you guys were sitting like right behind him for some reason.
No, we weren't in the fucking school bus, you asshole.
I know that.
No, you don't even get to see him. He's sleeping most of the time.
I wasn't listening to the story then. Because where were you? I thought you said.
He was randomly inside at the show.
I thought he was driving the bus. No. Because I thought that's all he does.
No, we don't have an elevator in the bus.
There was an elevator in that story?
We were in the venue. We were like, I don't know how we ended up there because we were actually going to play the show right at that point. Like, you had to take the lift, as they call it, the elevator, from the dressing room back down to the stage.
Yeah, it's kind of what it sounded like.
And we went, see, I have to comment on them. You're correct.
No, because
you just proved my fucking
point. You said lift, like they say. So that was their word. I don't know.
But
I'm not going to explain every fucking thing I do to you.
We were just going down it. And I knew that Tom saw it too because I had mentioned it to him. And as soon as we were in the lift, I was like, oh my God, he's got to be noticing it. And the next day, he's like, yo, dude, I know that I saw the dandruff. And I was like, when we were in the lift. And he went with me. So it was good. If you guys have stories of dandruff and lifts, you can message Tom on Crash Test Losers on AIM. At least tell him happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tom. Groff, do you want to say anything to Tom on his birthday?
Don't call me out.
Don't address me directly.
Do not do it.
Does anyone with a super deep voice want to say anything to Tom today?
Oh, I might want to.
What's that?
Happy birthday, Tom.
Thanks, Santa.
I hope you have a great 25th year of your life.
Say something dirty.
Something dirty?
You were supposed to be Dirty Santa.
I'm 25 myself. I don't do those things anymore.
I'd like to point out he only added to my addiction with his birthday present of the Burning Crusade, the expansion pack on Warcraft. Thank you very much.
If it ain't Warcraft, 10 levels to fucking get through. If it ain't Warcraft, Tom,
it's shit.
I was told not to get Tom that gift, but I did refrain.
I did. He told me he's like, I'm gonna get Tom the expansion pack, and I'm like, please,
don't do it.
On more than one occasion, you told me that, too.
Yeah, well, and you didn't listen very well.
No. I had planned the whole time.
So
that's what Santa Claus does.
So you were, sounds okay, but you were on tour with Hello Goodbye and the Plain White Tees, right?
That is correct.
How were they?
They were fine. I mean, the Hello Goodbye was...
The kids want to know. The Adobe listeners want to know. What was that?
I'm just gonna say
whatever the fuck you want.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got nothing to hide.
I love Hello Goodbye. I think they're awesome dudes. And Jesse's like the nicest guy in the world. Plain White Tees.
Johnny's a fag. Homo. Fuck bag.
I can't believe you just douchebag.
Johnny's so queer. Johnny's a homo. Comes on to guys sexually. I'm with a bag of burrito.
So you're on tour with Hello Goodbye.
Where did you get this? Without
it's on
vocals?
The internet, man.
Without vocals?
What?
What is it? Was it like for a karaoke version's out already?
Where the fuck did you find this stuff?
That's funny.
I had to do that, man. I'm talented.
You are talented, man.
I give that to you.
So you loved Hello Goodbye, like a bunch of homos. We love them.
We've toured with them before. I mean, they don't party. We party hard, but we both know that about each other, and we both respect that kind of thing. And we have a good time. We don't hang out like crazy, but we have a good time with them. They're great dudes. Without them, we wouldn't have the tour. So.
Well, that's cool. I've never known a non-partier to really respect a partier.
I don't know if I buy that.
This is the rare occasion that actually happens.
That's extremely rare then.
Yeah, it's very rare.
It is rare.
What do they do then?
Be vegan?
Really?
No, some of them actually drink now because they turned 21.
They used to never drink. Like first tours we did with them, they didn't drink. Now a couple of them do.
I don't get that.
But they don't drink. Like, I mean, we're alcoholics on tour. We drink retardedly. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to have fun.
Where are you going with this, Tom? I'm curious what you got to say.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
So the Plain White Tees, we shared a bus with them, and
that's a band with a black guy. I know that.
We have one too now.
Yeah, we do.
Oh yeah, is he in the band? Oh, all right. Woo!
Jose.
Where is he?
I told him not to drive up because it would be too far.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, that's cool.
I don't know.
Breaking news. Right?
But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to put it out there and just say that I didn't get along with them.
Really?
I don't hate any of them.
Yeah.
I don't like their tour manager. He's a douchebag. But the rest of them, the band members, they're kind of just there. None of them really clicked with me.
There was no
I didn't really click with them. And I wasn't trying really hard, but I never really have to try that hard when I someone I like.
Yeah.
And none of them, they weren't, yeah, there was no one. I think the drummer was the nicest one to me. He was the only one that said bye because I like pretended to be asleep in my bunk when they, when they were leaving, so I didn't have to say bye to them.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't even have anything to say like nice to them. I can be like fake nice, and I don't like doing that. So I'd be like, fuck, you know, I'll just like I'm asleep. And I heard the drummer. He was like, see you later, Tom. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And
oh,
I didn't
cool.
say anything still, but.
That's kind of fucked up.
You got to keep your cover.
Yeah.
I know how that is, man. Cool. I've done that many a time.
You pretended to be asleep.
Yeah.
I hope you're proud of
yourself. I've done that. You never pretended to be asleep?
None of them were dicks except
for
the tour manager.
Yeah.
I do something.
I concur. I concur with Tom on that. No,
no
one were dicks.
Yeah, no one had. I didn't have any.
Except for the tour manager.
Right.
What was that about?
He was an asshole.
No, you dickhead.
He just walked around in his fucking running gear.
And he was a dick because
and everyone on the tour behind his back, they call him coach.
They call him
coach. He didn't even know.
What?
He wore. Oh god!
Because of the running shit.
He always wore running gear for some reason. It was kind of awkward. Then everybody, as Tom said, behind his back, just referred to him as coach. And they're like, "Hey, where's coach?"
And all he did was walk around, and he'd be like, "Bollocks, cheers, bollocks, cheers." I'm like, "Shut the fuck up!" He just constantly said that for no reason.
Oh, he's trying to be
bollocks,
cool.
Bollocks, cheers.
What
bollocks,
does bollocks cheers. Mean?
Was bollocks exactly? Mean like fucking shit or something?
Yeah,
like, shit.
Never
bollocks.
Mind the shit.
Here are the Sex Pistols.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Speaking of which, let's play that Sex Pistols song. So what?
I've never
nice
had a Sex Pistols song in my entire life.
All right. So what did we miss? How did anybody respond? Anybody, any listeners listen to the show?
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of IMs. I can't really follow
I got a message from a kid who wants a Face First CD.
Because
he listened to one of the old shows.
That's funny.
I'll sell him one for $50.
I said I'll sell him a box of Rockaway CDs.
A box for $50.
It's weird.
I'll one up you.
30 records.
Box for 50.
30 of the same.
This kid's name is Ben. He's probably still listening.
Ben, if you're listening, email me.
Oh wait, here is his email.
Ben, this is Jarrett. Find me on MySpace. Email me. I'll send you some shit.
Hey guys, I started listening to previous episodes. Came across the one with the battle between Face First and Amazon Funny. Amazon Funny was totally cheated. But is there any way I could get a few songs or possibly a CD? I like it a lot. Da-da-da-da. But which I thought was interesting was that this is the same kid that left a comment on our site that said, I got to get to it, man.
Get there, Rocco.
Wow, I just looked at Rocco's girlfriend, and damn, I have to say, Rocco, how can you not give her more sex if she wants it?
Wow, way to plug your girlfriend.
My girlfriend's here today.
And she's right
behind
him.
Hey, welcome to the show, Laura.
What's going on the couch right now?
Let's get the couch mic on for Laura.
Rip.
Pass that mic to
Johnny
Laura.
Johnny Tsunami. Laura.
I am not trying to be offensive, though, and his MySpace
14.
Says he's 37, but he literally looks like he's 12. I'm not.
No, read his About Me section.
He's a 12. He's
14.
Like, oh, he's
that's
14.
Laura,
okay.
Definitely in Little League.
So this kid ain't having sex with anybody.
I just
that's all I wanted to point out.
Yeah, that wasn't a comment. He would have sex with anybody.
Are you digging him, Laura? Do you find him more attractive than Rocco?
Yeah.
No.
She does. She just said, I muted her mic. She said she did.
That's fine. I'm sure. What?
What she said she does.
Okay.
I didn't mean to get you upset about it.
I'm not upset.
Go home.
I've had to burp for the last.
You had what? To burp for the last minute?
All right. I got it. Where, Tom? I still don't see the song you're talking about.
What song? It's called Thriller, dude.
Where? Okay. I'm going to play this for Tom because it's his birthday.
All right.
Sweet.
Tom gets
it. It's a new Fall Out Boy song, Thriller.
Adobe's making us play Fall Out Boy all show. They said they're going to cancel our show
since
the new record came out this
Happy
week.
Happy birthday, Tom.
The Hopefully show, I can play it.
Thanks, dude.
They said the show is canceled unless we only play Fall Out Boy all night. So, all
right. Well, I got
At Tom from Adobe's request and Tom Kiger, the
Yo,
intern.
This is Jay-Z. Welcome to Fall Out Boy.
Is that your impression? Let's hear it. Go for it, Rock.
I don't have an impression of it.
No,
it's talking about the song, you asshole.
Is it playing? Oh, there we go. What you critics say that never happened. We dedicate this album to anybody. People say couldn't make it. To the fans that held us down, to everybody came around, came around, came around, came around, came around. Came around. Welcome. It's here.
break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
You are now listening to Crash Test Radio, only on iDopeRadio.com.
What's up, guys? Crash Test Radio.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Climbing mountains, and he's gay.
Yeah, I mean, blind.
I played that a couple of shows ago.
I didn't know that John climbed a mountain.
This big fucking mountainous head. Let's try to call him again.
Call that mountainous douchebag. Head. To tune you in again, in case you haven't been sure what day it is all day, it's Wednesday, February 7th.
That's true, and because
Tom's birthday.
It is.
We got a listener in London right now, by the way.
Do we?
That's fucking late.
London rules.
Is it one of the chicks I made out with you?
No, it's Gary, Jay Lancaster.
So oh, it's one of the chicks I made out with you.
All right, we're going to try and call John again. He's the douchebag who's not here. Rock is going to give him a shit if he picks up. Remember, everybody at home, he can't hear you.
Leave a message.
Oh, you're such a
fucking
faggot.
Dickhead. He'll call me back. But anyway, let's get to something else. All right, so while you guys were away, a very sad thing happened in what was my childhood life. A favorite wrestler
while
of mine.
While we were away, what happened?
Yeah.
Something happened.
He died.
Who?
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow died?
Bam Bam Bigelow is dead.
No shit. We didn't know about that or the fucking tornadoes in Florida.
They didn't report that in fucking the UK, that Bam Bam Bigelow had died?
No idea.
What tornadoes in Florida? Because I've been here the whole time. And I
that was like a big thing, the tornadoes.
We had no idea. I came home. I started watching the Super Bowl, and they're putting all this shit out to people. Like, sorry about all the people who lost their lives. I was like, in Katrina, here we go.
Yeah.
And they're like, in the tornadoes. I was like, what the fuck? What tornadoes happened?
9 years ago this day, Bam Bam Bigelow TKO'd the Ultimate Warrior.
Did he really?
I shed a tear.
He did not.
Really?
I shed a tear.
The Ultimate Warrior.
It was on your birthday?
Pile drives him to the fucking ground.
That's crazy.
Ouch.
He was the beast from the east. He was from Asbury Park.
That's
New Jersey.
Kiger's just lying, dude.
No, Junkyard Dog was there in the crowd watching.
Yeah, and Jake the Snake took his fucking snake out and wrapped around Bam Bam Bigelow's mouth.
Oh, I thought you were telling the truth.
Mouth. No, I am telling the truth. 9 years ago today.
Really?
TKO'd.
Actually, I saw WWF wrestling once.
No shit.
Once?
Yeah, once. What? How many times did you
but
see
But did
it?
You know? I've seen it way too many times.
Laura,
give us
what's
a number.
It?
Give us
Laura,
a number.
I was watching it last
Laura
night.
The mic. Laura, what is it like for your boyfriend to just be entirely homosexual?
I like it's it. It's very lonely for me.
Is it? I guess I imagine. I believe that.
It is.
A lot of
a
toys,
boyfriend who...
I don't watch it all the time.
Toys.
I only Mondays and Tuesdays, pretty much.
No. I really
I'm
don't.
I'm lucky.
With the wrestling or the boning?
Well, you don't do any boning, so we're talking
about
the wrestling.
About? Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, it made me think of a game. So we have another game today. It's
Ooh.
Called
Chain
Wrestling,
Reaction?
Wrestling or Gay Porn.
Okay.
So the way this goes,
I choose Gay Porn.
I have.
Is that how it works? Did I win?
Yeah. I have a bunch of sounds, and you have to tell me whether you think this is guys wrestling.
Okay.
Or is it like a clip of gay porn?
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Wait. Can Groff can see the screen?
I know. Fuck. This is fucked up.
The station's fucked up right now.
Here,
by
put
the way.
This there.
What do you mean
Everyone's
it's fucked up?
Everyone's writing me, and the station's fucked up.
I
what
got
do
a
they
message.
Mean?
I got a message from Chris Wang. It said you have too many listeners. Adobe stinks.
Wow.
It says it's having issues. It's not working right.
Oh.
Everyone's writing in.
Really? Can they hear anything, or is it coming in and out?
I'm not
what are you
sure.
typing back to them?
Yeah, I am. Is that okay?
I thought you were asking me them.
The
that
network,
question.
The network just stalled. I
did
said,
it?
I just got that. Yeah.
So what does that mean? Are we on the air?
I don't know.
It's
we could keep
again.
Talking like we are.
Because I don't want to play
poop. Fart.
I don't want
to
play.
Have to hold off for a minute. I'd hold off on that.
Hold off, because I want the world to hear fucking wrestling or gay porn. This is the greatest game I've ever come up with in the last day.
Let's
I thought about this morning.
I don't know if this is gonna be dead air or not. We'll figure it out.
So are most of these
well, if
broadcast,
if they can hear us say, if they can hear us saying this, then I'm sure they'll instant message Tom.
They're just saying it keeps stopping and then going.
Hold on. I'm gonna say keywords.
I think I'm seeing the same issue.
Oh my god!
Is it because of
I
us?
Just shit myself.
I mean, is it because of our internet connections?
No,
or?
We're not doing anything wrong.
It's just rebuffering.
It's Tom's
constantly
birthday.
They can't handle my fucking extravaganza of a rebuffering birthday.
You got 14,139 listeners that just can't handle it
Yo,
right
Tom
now.
Yo, Tom has got some work to do over there.
What's the most that they can take? What's the most they've ever had? Do you
I
know?
Don't know.
14,039.
14,001?
It's somewhere up there. They told me that.
All right, if anyone can hear us, the secret word is peanut butter. Everyone instant message Tom peanut butter. If they don't, we know that we're not on the air.
Peanut butter.
Let me see if I can get the show.
Peanut butter and gumball.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Is Tom Chaney on there?
Peanut butter and gumball. It's working now.
Wow, so we were broadcasting that whole nonsense.
It's going. I'm showing it up. So.
Really?
So fuck it.
Okay.
We got to go. I'm not showing we're buffering
at this
point.
Server is overloaded.
The server's overloaded. Celebrating Tom
My
Kiger's 25th
birthday.
All right.
My ball sack is overloaded.
Woo! This is the we'll do the true test again. If you guys can hear this show, instant message Tom the secret word.
Crash test losers.
Today's secret word.
Yeah, wait, hold on. The AIM name to message him on is crash. Don't get ahead of yourself, Rock.
That's true.
The AIM name is crash test losers. Message Tom the
secret word, and today's secret word is peanut butter.
Is that the crunchy or the soft? Or
peanut butter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I like
soft. Soft.
Can we make it like Pee Wee's Playhouse? Like when anybody says peanut butter, everyone just says yeah.
Everyone keeps writing.
Nice.
No one's writing any peanut butter. They're all like, dude, I keep getting kicked off the stream. What the fuck is going on?
We're going insane.
We need 5,000 people to give up their listenership and just get the fuck off Adobe Radio right now so that the rest can
enjoy.
Can
we steal it from one of those other shitty internet radio stations?
DJ Rasta?
All right, anyone from
the
South.
No, the stations, not the shows.
Oh.
Jerk off. You can get me in trouble.
How am I going to get I said it.
Jarrett's fucking dying again.
Kid thinks he's a bigger Green Day fan than me. Go fuck himself.
All right. Peanut butter, guys.
Yeah, what's up on the couch?
How's the couch going?
How's the couch going?
Rip, get on that
Johnny
microphone.
Tsunami.
Rip past that, yeah?
Rip.
Hello?
How's it going? Rip, how
there's a big draft coming through this window, and I'm like shivering.
Close it.
And I'm going to have to go get my jacket, I think.
Rip, how was school today?
It was pretty good. I got hit in the head with a volleyball.
Rip's a teacher.
I also hit a student with a volleyball.
That's a lawsuit.
And the computers didn't work all day.
They never did.
Like ours.
Right. And, apparently, like everybody
listening. That's pretty much about it.
So Rip, anything positive to say about the day? You hit the kid.
I had lasagna for lunch.
It's not working.
Positive
at all,
thing,
dude.
I guess?
Yes, that was very positive.
Was there peanut butter on your lasagna?
It's not working at all, dude.
What's not working?
No one's writing peanut butter.
But
no,
this is still gonna be part of the podcast, right? As far as we know.
So. It's all going through.
Moving along with the game.
Dude, I'm getting kicked off the stream. Kay, your station's dead. Sorry. I'm going to go watch American Idol. This is not working. Yeah, me too.
Fuck that. We're losing to American Idol. We have so much competition. On Mondays, we go up against Heroes and 24. And now we go to move to Wednesdays for one day, and we're fucking up against American Idol. This is bullshit, man.
And lost.
Is back on the air.
You guys keep talking. I'm gonna do some technical shit. You guys keep talking.
It's lost.
Is on 1 hour, by the way. I'm
lost?
A huge fan.
Is it? Yeah. Did they ever figure out like what those monsters are? Anything?
No, they
yet?
Kind of actually about 9, 10, 12 episodes ago, they just zoned those out. They're like,
yeah,
out.
That's
They're
what
gone.
I heard.
They brought the dinosaurs back, dude. You didn't hear?
The ghost, the black mist ghost is gone.
Oh, the black mist ghost?
There's ghosts?
We got one of those in our fucking
I only
like
saw the first like half of the first season.
Fucks things up and it's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw the first half of the first season because I have it on DVD, but I didn't get all the way through. And the show sounds nothing like what I'm seeing right now.
I'm back.
Yeah? What's going on?
It's rebuffering like crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not working.
Let's cut back on our internet usage, although I really don't think that's the problem.
Dude.
I don't think that's the problem whatsoever, though.
It could be fucking up everyone's, isn't it?
You know, it's funny.
It's not,
it
I don't think it's us this
Derek
time.
Left.
I don't think it's
Derek,
our.
It's Derek left, and it all started fucking up.
When
that's
you
right.
You know, I met Derek on the way home.
You hate
you know,
him.
To here, and Derek, I was like, he was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm going to my other friend's house. and he goes,
Derek's
like, no.
Mine and Tom's roommate.
I was like, no, there's a radio show. And he goes, oh, I fucking hate the radio show.
He does.
And
he's like, I get the shit off my fucking table.
And I'm like, dude, why don't you just get over it? It's going to start at 8:30 and it'll be done earlier than normal. He's like, I'm going to the fucking bar tonight. And then all of a sudden, you know,
like,
what
a jerk off. Who is this guy?
Well, he lives here. He's
oh, Derek?
Yeah, and he leaves and all of a sudden the radio story starts fucking up, you know?
Hmm.
I think he pulled some fucking plug outside.
What's going
on? He's
holding
like all this tinfoil outside. It's fucking
Tom, update us. Update us from the IM
not,
room.
Not working again. Not working. Knock on wood. It's working a little now. For now, not working.
It just
nope,
keeps going.
Nope,
let's just
nope. No problem.
Let's continue our broadcast.
Server's overloaded. I'm reading all the IMs.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll continue our broadcast. Some will get it. Some won't.
I restarted and I can't even.
Let's play the game.
Now.
And the podcast will be exactly what we're doing. So we can't help it if we can't handle such gigantic listenership.
I guess.
Maybe we'll have to move to XM
no,
or
but
Sirius.
You know what? I don't think this will be on the podcast because remember that one podcast or show that was rebuffering? And remember
but that was the issue here. We saw that here.
It's not working at all, dude. Everyone's writing me like, I got booted off both servers because it says they're full. IW won't let me open the stream. I restarted and I can't even connect now.
Is Tom trying?
I think maybe
online?
By that token, there's some people
online?
Listening.
What?
But I also think if it's full, that means there's people actually
if
listening.
If anyone
to it.
Can hear us, I am Crash Test Losers, and just write anything like I can hear you.
You got to remember you're on a delay, so you got like
that's
30,
fine.
40
I'll
seconds.
Wait.
Please tell me you have Jeopardy music.
I guess the answer is no.
Well, I have messaged
this person
Tom.
Says like, okay, it's working or not.
I messaged Tom Cheney right now saying, any idea what's up with the server? Fucking internet radio. Never.
He's whacking off.
Well, he hasn't written back.
Tom Cheney's using the Adobe supercomputers to download millions and millions of porno.
Wouldn't you do that as well?
Totally.
YouPorn.com? I'll plug it. That's right. It's that good.
Well, Tom, we're back, and we need to see what you came up
with. Now it's working. It works for a few seconds and cuts off.
Well, that's what I was.
That's like my wiener.
Now it's working. I lied.
That's what I was getting when I was trying to listen to it.
This is a lost cause, dude.
What? I'm having fun.
Well, if the podcast
puppy,
will work right,
yeah, it's over. The it's puppy. Over. It's
society.
The streaming server cannot accept any more connections.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's just,
everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
A simple no would have sufficed now.
So. What's going on?
Tom from Adobe has messaged me back, and he said, what do you mean?
Oh, really?
I said, kids can't get on. I'm rebuffering like crazy.
No one can hear this, apparently.
For them. Let's see. What's up, Tom?
How about Sal Cooper? He's
do you have
one.
The... Oh, can you put the thing on the computer that talks back? Where it talks back your instant messages? You don't know how to do that?
Not a clue.
Oh, really?
Nah, yeah.
It's funny.
Is it? John's in his glory right now. Coop's messaging me.
What is that?
I got booted off both servers because it says they're full.
Dizam.
You know what? Fuck it. We did it then. We broke the system.
Woo!
I don't give a shit if anyone can hear
it. It's working for some people.
Well,
it
exactly. Is? That's why we just got to continue with the show.
All right.
We have to act. Okay, we're going on.
You have to act normal.
Haven't we acted normal this entire
don't
time?
Don't ever address me
don't
directly.
Don't stop looking at me.
Don't ever address
I think
directly.
We handled the situation perfectly.
Yes. We
As a matter of fact.
We talked about it for 5 hours. And
well, everyone who's actually listening is not even on AIM. They're probably all twiddling their dicks. Twiddling their dicks.
All right, let's play. Is it wrestling or gay porn?
It's called wrestling or gay porn.
Okay.
Are you guys ready for your first clip?
Gay porn.
All right.
I saw it.
Is this wrestling?
No cheating. Bobby, fuck off. Get the fuck out of this room.
Is this
there's no cheating,
didn't even
is this two guys wrestling or gay porn?
All right. Kiger, your vote.
Wait,
everyone be quiet. Everyone be quiet.
Can I ask one question?
One question?
Is this WWF or Greco-Roman?
Greco-Roman wrestling.
Oh, there's no difference.
That's true.
Kiger, right. What do you say?
Is anyone into messaging or they can't hear it at all?
Fucking fuckers. that's definitely the WWE.
I'm going to go with wrestling as well.
I'm also Greco-Roman.
Everyone's going with
wrestling.
Wrestling?
And this is wrestling.
All right. You guys are all correct.
Thank
yeah!
you.
Yeah!
Look at that dome.
Drink to eight to Kiger's birthday.
No, very good. Awesome. Way to go.
Drink in the air. Cheers to Tom's birthday.
That was not gay porn.
Happy birthday.
That was wrestling.
Didn't sound like gay porn.
It didn't.
I'm louder when I do that.
All right. Sound clip number two.
Gross.
Gentlemen, is this wrestling?
Or gay porn?
Or gay porn?
Gay porn.
It's got him.
Listen to the entire clip.
I don't need any more. That was gay porn.
All right.
I heard that.
Wait, gay porn.
Wait, before balls I get anyone's ass answers. Tom, was that wrestling
or
gay porn?
Final answer, gay porn.
Gay porn?
Final answer.
Groff.
I definitely heard balls slapping against an ass.
Gay porn?
Gay porn.
Just in hopes to gain an extra point against everybody, I'm going to go with wrestling.
You are right! Sir. That right? Was wrestling!
Yeah! Yes! Since no when chance. Did going against the crowd ever
what,
work out
what
for me?
What wrestling match was that? Name it, and I'll...
I'm telling you, it's no, I don't amateur care. I wrestling. Who, I didn't amateur. Say WWE. I said Greco-Roman.
Oh. You guys got to go fuck yourself. Takes one to know one. I'm a wrestler.
All you guys that just messaged me that said that was gay porn, you're all fucking wrong. All
right.
And I am correct. I'm up by 1 point.
Clip number three.
Wrestling?
Is this wrestling?
Or is it? Gay porn.
Gay porn.
You decide. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sealed the deal. It's definitely wrestling.
All right. That was gay porn.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, man.
It wasn't supposed to go that long.
I think the funniest part is that Rocco had to go download gay porn.
Oh, I was watching gay porn all day. And the funniest
Let's get
thing
the microphone to Laura. Laura. On the mic, Rocco's lovely girlfriend, the couch mic.
She'll probably say
he
it's nothing new.
He was looking forward to downloading the gay porn.
Is that, ooh, are you going to stand for that,
he
Rock?
Last night when we were laying in bed, that's when he thought of this.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's totally true.
Hard cocking
him. That's what he thought
it's
of.
It's totally true. Oh,
spectacular.
How do you date there? A gay man?
it's true.
We all make mistakes, Laura. Some are bigger than others, but we all make mistakes. All
right, everybody. It's time for us to play round
Four. Do I get to risk how many winning points I have now? Is this the final round?
Sure. Knock yourself out.
I will risk all four of
everyone
my points.
Everyone in this room can tell me. I feel like everyone behind me is.
I like, hope a sound effect
is
of
this
Roseanne,
wrestling?
I hope Roseanne comes on right now.
Is this wrestling or gay porn?
Almost. Not that one. No. See what you got. Oh, yeah, almost there. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay.
It's definitely wrestling. I don't even need to hear anymore. I know it's wrestling.
I don't know.
It's
You're
wrestling.
Quick to drop the gun.
Wrestling.
Tom says wrestling. Groff?
He said, oh, yeah. There
I don't
it
care
is.
What he said. It's wrestling. Can you? That was
almost there. He said almost there.
All right, well, then make call your shot.
Almost there,
dude.
What? On the pin? Or
call
the
your
cup?
Fucking shot.
Shh. Tom, please.
Please.
Like Howie Mandel, I must ask you.
Deal
wrestling
or no deal?
Or gay porn?
Tom, I'll bet you $2 says it's gay porn.
All right, you're on.
Deal.
Or no Jared. Deal.
I risked all my points. No one else risked anything.
Just shut up and guess.
What do you think that was wrestling?
I'm going to go with the birthday boy's luck and take gay porn.
I said wrestling.
I'm going to say gay porn.
Tom, you are right.
Yeah!
That was wrestling.
$2. No, you don't have to pay. It's okay.
That was wrestling.
The real question is, did he have peanut butter on his balls?
You don't have to pay me. It's okay.
I don't have it.
I don't have it.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have it.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Next.
Ric Flair.
There's another clip.
Was this round five? I've got a couple. I got like two
Why
more.
Why would you risk all your points on the middle
I
of the
I thought it was
game.
The final round.
Oh. All right, I got a couple more. I got two more.
It's a six-round game. How the fuck am I going to do that?
All right, and now I just want to play a bunch of gay porn clips. I just want to point out that I was looking 2 hours for gay porn clips that kind of sounded like those other ones, and I eventually gave up and just took that one.
Is it difficult to find gay porn that sounds like
that? Play it one more time.
It really was. No, this one's just blatantly obvious. Then there was this one.
But I think I walked in on Bobby watching this one last night. This one sounds familiar. Was that the one you were looking at, Bobby?
Oh, that was the other one.
I think Bobby's girlfriend messaged me while we were on Marie.
Yeah,
Marie messaged me. She tried to ask me on a date.
Oh, Marie wants to go with you for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, she was trying to be part of the thing.
Not that one. No, it's your birthday. Whatever's mine is yours.
Not really. She just said hi though.
What?
And she said something about your wiener.
That bitch.
Bobby, no, she just said hi. I closed it. It was so long ago. I just forgot. I just remembered.
Yeah, you're living in the past, Robert.
She says hi.
So speaking of game shows, I got to bring something up.
We're going to be on
plug it.
Me, Tom, and Rocco are going out to be on the game show on Valentine's Day. A week from today on Wednesday, Tom and I and Rocco will be on Chain Reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the Game Show Network.
We will.
We have the possibility to win $25,000.
Is that what they say?
Minus $13 million in taxes.
Yeah, right?
Well, yeah, in case you're not familiar with how game shows work, if you could win $25,000, that means if you actually were able to win that amount, you'd get about half of it.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Wow, that sucks. I wouldn't even do it.
Can someone get...
Can someone
get a piece of paper and something to write with? Because I want to try something real
quick.
You mean like one of the interns?
Paper and a pen?
You fucking dick?
Yeah.
I really want to wear like...
Why don't you get it yourself?
I'm really pissed because I really want to wear like a band shirt.
I got Bobby
that day.
The Three.
Yeah, no, we can't wear anything.
I know, it sucks. You can't wear anything with a logo on it.
I wanted to wear a shirt that said MySpace Ruins Lives. That's not a logo. So
no, you can wear that,
wear
probably.
You think so?
Well, they said you have to wear... It's like business casual, but
you can't
wear
black.
T-shirts.
Jared, did you hear that? You can't wear solid black.
Hoodie.
I was so pissed off.
Yeah, but I can't find my gray hoodie. I'm freaking out.
I was so pissed off.
You got to go shirtless.
I'll have to, yeah.
I think that's the point of a whole black.
I really want to wear a band shirt, though. I thought it would be really cool.
I thought that would have been cool, too. Yeah, trying to make yourself sound like you're a good man, but now you're not really going
to
do it.
I wanted to.
You're going
to
wear polo.
I ain't going to wear a fucking collared shirt.
Yo, I actually watched that show. Finally, I finally got a chance to watch it.
It's awesome.
And I'm going to wish you guys the best of luck because I'm going to tell you right now. It was one of the most difficult and impossible things I've ever seen in my life.
What, that game show, man?
Stupid, yeah.
Though. It's weird.
Like, we're fucked.
I couldn't handle any of it.
But that's what I want to do. I want to try out the final round right now. I want to have Groff write down some word, like a word.
Oh, okay.
Show it to you guys,
and we have to get you to say the word, correct?
Exactly.
I think let's try it. I like it.
Get a piece of paper.
All right. I can handle this.
Get Groff a couple of pieces of paper. You don't have regular printer paper?
He can start with this and write the word.
All right, just
write
any kind of word, like a noun.
All right, so just so you guys understand, the final round of the game show we're going to be on is really where you can make the most amount of money. And the idea is that it's a three-person game. It's three guys versus three girls. And the final,
which means we automatically win.
Well, because their brains are smaller.
Yeah.
Their dicks
are
smaller, too.
That girl's dumb.
But basically, so the final round is two people have to create a sentence going back and forth like this. Me and Tom would be doing this. It's like, I
am
very
sexually
stimulated.
Inactive.
Right.
Now.
And I have to go. Who is Groff?
Yeah, exactly. Precisely.
I'm sorry.
Wait, when I watched the show, I got none of that.
Really?
That's the final round?
Yeah,
that's the final round. I didn't watch enough then.
It's a final, like, after we beat
the shit out of these girls. The bonus round.
It's like, you won $2,000. If you want to have a shot at your $25,000, you have to do this.
Yeah.
I got so disheartened by how dumb I was watching, like, the normal part of the game.
So
I had to
difficult.
Turn it off so that I could feel even close to good about myself.
Well, we're going to see if we can do it. Basically, Tom and I have to create a sentence together. And
we
Rocco,
have to do this because we have to practice.
And Rocco has to guess what the word is. And let's see if we're going to be able to handle ourselves on this game show.
So not at all.
Right now, you can write a word. It can be a noun.
I'm just going to yell curses.
It has to be. Does it have to be a noun?
That's what I was going to do. Too.
A noun or a verb, I guess.
Or if I was one of the people saying it, I'd make
no,
it so you
nouns.
Have to say something stupid.
It's all nouns. It has to be a noun.
It has to be a noun.
That's what I told
you. Noun or proper noun.
Listen to me.
Don't look at the paper, you fucking cheater.
Because they have names as well.
All right, this is the attempt. Nice. Are you guys ready?
Wait,
who's going first? Me or you?
Did you write one name down? Or
he wrote one noun down.
One noun, sir.
Just to see how long it takes us to go. I'm timing it. Hold on. Once my second hand hits 15, you ready? 2, 1, and go.
I guess not.
He didn't show any of us.
Who do I show?
Both. You show both of us. We know what the word is.
I'm looking forward.
Other side.
Ready?
That's not going to be right. On the fucking...
Tom
has
crabs
in
underwear. Underwear? Pants?
No, I start over.
Jock?
I
have
shaved
my
balls. Scrotum. Sack. Penis. Wiener. Dick. What?
Genitals is such a difficult word.
Genital. All
right, we'll do another one.
It was let's genital.
Try, let's
that
not try and be dirty
on the show.
Yeah, don't no, no, try and be. Let's,
I tried least, to give a good one. I like it. Like, for the record, I had book down and Josh Grigsby. Kept yelling
now,
in my ear.
Genitals funny, but let's try
I like that
it.
For the buckle. Show, but you got to use words I would use.
Yeah, let's book is a bit vague for the show, I think.
But Groff, if you're going
to
do that.
We need to find a way that like the first word starts with the same letter as the word.
What?
It's like a way to cheat.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if we should be broadcasting this.
No,
on
but
the
you get what I'm
internet.
Saying, right?
Yeah.
Like if I could have started a sentence with G, you would have known that the word we're going for starts with a G.
Well,
and
now would
have
it
brought
would,
us
yeah.
to a whole new
oh,
level.
Oh yeah, totally. I would say gonads.
I think that's one of the best ways that we could cheat. Yes.
But how are you gonna figure out a word?
Go
right,
well,
try
that
with
touch.
This one. Try
like
with
you,
this one.
I would have said go, and you would have to say like right, touch.
No, try
and I would
try it with this one.
Okay, let's see if we can all make right, this.
That's a good idea.
He's fucking genius. That was
so
good.
All I want, my only goal for this game,
is to come out with more than $1,000.
More
your
than
pocket.
I want enough money
and
so I can buy an Xbox 360. Is all I fucking. That's my only goal for the whole show.
That's a really good idea, though. I like
thank
that
you.
Idea. Go
thank
with
you.
It.
All right, let's try it. You ready, Groff?
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Rocco, close your eyes for a second.
Okay. How
do
police
arrest
handcuffs?
People?
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, oh my god, it could totally fucking work.
No, yeah. You totally have to write more words. Like, you have to write a bunch of words and tell us when you're done, because then they have to keep going. Because
okay.
I can say pass.
No, because
or
we get to look at. Well, he has to keep pulling it up. All right,
we'll
though.
Do three. We'll do three.
Okay, let's try it. That works. That helps that you
oh,
hear
yeah,
right,
no,
because immediately right. you're thinking H.
Oh, wow.
I just farted.
You think it's good?
After we demolish these broads, you only have to get like
seven,
right?
Seven in a minute. That was fast.
Well, you have to get five to double and seven to triple. Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're going to get a new word coming up every time. So it's not going
to. We just have
three.
To.
I have three
we have
for
to
you.
Be able to think fast. Can you cover the other two words
yes,
so
here,
that,
here.
That we can't see them?
I can. Actually, I can just do it with my hand.
No, you can use his hand. He doesn't need your little piece of cardboard, Rocco.
All right.
Rocco, that just makes the show ghetto.
Okay, let's see if we can do this. Let's see if we can do this. All
right, I'm ready.
Hit the timer,
you're starting it, right?
Party
with
cards.
Poker!
Correct. Ken
wrestles
for
UFC.
Kane? What? Can
you
wrestles?
Started with
oh,
Ken.
I started with K. I
yeah, what
up.
The fuck is wrong with
I saw Shamrock. I was thinking Ken Shamrock.
I'm sorry.
We have practice. It's practice.
Poker was really good,
right,
though.
We'll do the third one.
All right, go. All right, go. Fruit
is
Jarrett.
Roll.
What?
Fruit roll-ups?
Our sentences
don't. I was going to say fruit is packaged in a.
Well, I don't see. I was thinking fruit roll up, fruit by the
well,
foot.
Well, because you
bag.
We have to. We gotta work on this.
Whoa!
No,
what was that word?
Can I have a suggestion?
Yeah, those were like typical.
What was that word?
Factory.
Oh, factory.
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
Let's do it one more time.
Why don't you just say the word?
Three
as the first
words.
Word.
Let's do three words. Rock must leave the room so I can tell the listeners what the three words are, so they're not playing along blindly.
Okay.
Oh, very
oh,
good.
Okay. Oh, I like where you're going with this.
It's
you're
tough. It's me. Tough coming up. Hey Tom, why don't you try and go first?
Okay.
Because that I think that's my biggest problem. I came up with the idea, but I can't follow all right, with it.
All right. You can also use proper names because they sometimes throw in people.
Hey, I got an idea towards the cheating idea.
DJ Ross is telling me he was on Lingo. Yeah, I fucking
yeah.
know, you asshole.
Yeah, and we're gonna be on the Game Show Network,
and we're gonna win this time, buddy.
We're gonna win, Ross.
Ross, what'd you do? Just fucking twiddle your thumbs and pick your dick?
We saw you lose there, Ross. We're gonna fucking make a name for Adobe and win on the Game Show Network. No, what I'm thinking is, if you can't find a way to make the first letter work in the first word, whoever it is just says it with that much more emotion behind it to make it point out. Like if Tom can't think of a word and he's like, the word's apple and I'm gonna say am, he's like I am, like you know, like show that much more emotion behind. So then Rocco catches that that word, the word with the enunciation behind it, is the word. Is that, you think that's too crazy?
I think that when you get there, you're going to sign a lot of paperwork, and there's going to be a lot of things you can't do, and you're going to be amazed at how concise they are about it.
Fuck.
But it's worth a shot, you know, plan ahead.
I just want an Xbox 360. It's my only goal.
Five words. Okay. All right. Rocco has left the room.
All right,
Rocco's there. We're going to be doing the same thing, but now you folks at home will know.
All right, give him the words.
The five words are.
The guy with the loudest voice to say the words.
Albert.
That's not a word.
Shut
yeah, we can't. You
that's
can't
not
use
a word.
That. No, it has to be like.
No,
it's not
a word.
Actual,
it has to be
like Albert Einstein.
All right, I'll change it.
Albert Einstein.
That's fine.
Fine. It's Albert Einstein.
Is that something? Is that acceptable?
Yeah. A man who invented EMC squared, or just say something like that. I don't fucking know.
The next is.
Well, now we cheated with it. Now it's bad. Create it. Just put a totally different word in there, please. We're trying
to
practice.
Word,
here.
The first word is hoagie.
Okay.
Hoagie, folks.
That's so stupid.
Hoagie. No, it's good. It's good.
The next word is cricket. Write these down so you can remember them, kids. The next one is knob something you slob.
We're not getting
that's a joke. Slob words. Nothing. And the last one is large.
Okay, get in here.
I love those words.
Large is an adjective, by the way.
Those are good.
Yeah.
All right, I got the first one.
I'm trying to not actually like forget about what the words are. Hey, welcome back to the Studio Rock. Now you have a chance to win $25,000.
Okay.
All right, Tom, you're going to start it. We're going to go back and forth, all right?
All right.
I'll take the first word.
What was the first word again? Okay.
Ham with
cheese
on
a
hero.
Sub.
Hero sub roll? Hero
sounds.
Hero sandwich. Hero.
It's one word,
superhero.
You asshole. It's one word.
What
hero.
Do you do when you get to something like this when they start guessing? And it's got to be something like that, but they're not saying.
Wait,
one.
You started with
you're
an
the
H, asshole. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was an H. It's an H.
What?
It was a hoagie.
I vaguely know what that is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But how do you, when they start guessing, where do we go from there?
We stutter or we continue our sentence?
Or
do
we
say
pass?
Do they let you?
We say pass.
Oh, yeah. You guys say pass.
If I like once, if he doesn't get it right away, we should just pass it.
No, but like there was a point in there where you knew I had no idea what it was once I started saying hero a bunch of times. So you just say pass.
Keep going.
Okay. Continue.
All right. We're going again.
I start this one.
Next word.
Let me say it. Crikey.
I
crocodile
play
this
sport
cricket
in yes
yeah
this kid
you know there is a
it's pun. So hard
really
it
really
is
hard.
So hard
I don't know
starting.
If this is the best idea then
kill
the
king
door
knob
yes.
Yeah it's him
Larry
cable.
Has
guy.
A
oh, wait.
huge
lollipop liquor.
I misled him. I misled him.
No, you totally did. Because
it was large.
Because the word was large. We have to practice.
We do.
We have to practice. But we can
we
make
got another half
work.
Hour.
That's a really good idea, though. We can make that work.
Even if, yeah.
I think these words are still a little vague for the game.
I agree. It has to be just straight
but
up
I know.
Nouns.
We need to. You need to TiVo a couple episodes.
All right, we'll
I'll
do that.
Get the
can all we right. get some? Can you give us we'll some straight up nouns, please?
But that was good. You know why? Because
wait, large isn't even a fucking noun. It's an adjective.
That's what I said.
You dummy.
I was saying that. You're all like, let's
cricket,
play the show.
Hoagie, and what's
I did
yellow?
Get a degree in English.
Josh, no, you know, large doesn't count.
Because a lot of them.
Large is an adjective.
A lot of them were good, though, because. Especially like if cricket, how are you going to explain like a
no,
little
cricket?
Cricket
was awesome. We did that though.
Yeah,
really well.
But I would have never gotten that if we didn't have that plan because I heard crikey, so I automatically heard C. Yeah. And then when you said sport,
well, that's why
I'm know what's
always
be,
say a word that sounds like it.
But you know what's going to be really funny?
Nicket.
Well, I think there's probably a rule.
We did that.
There's probably a rule against
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that won't work. What I'm thinking is within the first three words. There should be a letter that was used, and the only way that it should determine what it is, like cricket was stupid to say crikey first.
No, that was the best thing you could have done.
What if we just say words that begin with the first three letters? All keep
Christmas
going
still
yeah.
is bad.
We're like, Christmas.
That's what I was gonna say.
I go Christmas, and Tom goes is, yeah. and then I go good, and he goes cricket. Like, it makes sense.
Wait, do you know how to spell cricket?
Yeah.
Why'd you say G?
C R I.
No, I said
Christmas is. Yeah, you fucked it up. All
right, guys, I have four words. Each is harder than the last.
No, but that's what I was going to say.
Starting easy.
Stop. Hold on one second before you do this. How funny is it going to be on TV when... Like something like that, where we
and
have
they make
this plan.
No sense.
Yeah, and, none of, and we get them right. Like that's you said, same. Crikey, I play sport,
and you're like sewing machine.
I cricket. All right,
Let's
go, Groff.
Let's try it. Forget what the listeners
good
know.
Good job, Groff. By the way,
you am I starting? Go. I'll start, Kiger. Let's get that music going.
Okay.
Last try, and then we're gonna move to something else.
I can't see it yet. Okay.
Cameo.
What is that? Is that even a word?
Cameo?
What the fuck's Cameo?
It's a car. Game. It's a car.
Correct. Car.
Cameo?
It's a car. Car.
Cameo is a type of car.
Oh, okay.
The word was car. No, okay. Go.
Sweat.
During.
The.
Sport. Swing.
Month.
Season.
Season.
Sweat. Summer.
Yes. Yeah.
Spring.
So you got it. Okay.
It's so hard thinking of words.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Peach
is
a
fruit.
So
is
this
pineapple.
Yes!
last one.
I'm just really high, too. I promise I won't smoke you for the show.
Okay. Spring
calls
for
the
season.
The
thing
in
the
ground
sperm
to
water
the
grass
sprinkler.
Yes!
Yeah! You
see,
win
see,
$10.
That was just like the game.
We can do, see the thing is if we practice the hardest part now is thinking of that first word. But me and Kiger can roll
dude,
off each other like
water
that.
The grass.
I just want a fucking Xbox 360.
Let's
my
do one where
goal.
Rocco and Tom are saying the words and you're guessing.
And you want to see if I can guess it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try.
Oh, man, I really want to guess one too, though.
Yeah, right, well,
we
I mean,
let's try to do three words right now, then we'll switch it around, and then we have to get off of this subject because people have got to be. Are they getting bored? Listeners.
I can't talk to them while I'm doing this. That's concentrating.
All right. Well, for the next
what
minute.
What the fuck is a Cameo?
That's the type
it's
of car.
A car.
A Camry.
See, that's
Camry.
Another thing. Does
it's a
anyone?
Camry.
But
Josh.
Cameo.
Josh, is there anything such thing as a Cameo?
No, there's a Cabrio.
Cabrio. That's what I was
thinking. Okay, so
I agreed with you, man.
Can I just lie, though, during and act like I'm dumb and be like a CMW?
I'm just making sure that they're. Josh, talking to the mic. Josh, explain this.
No, there is no Camry.
I know there is no Cameo, Josh.
Hi.
Yeah, tell us what
there
is.
I'd like to explain that Jarrett was completely incorrect in explaining the name of a car. There is a Camry, there is a Cabrio,
and that's it.
And a Camaro.
And that's it.
And a
Camaro.
And there used to be an MP3 player that I owned called a Diamond Rio.
Yeah, I had that too.
Besides that, there is not a Cameo.
Okay.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
The motorhead of the show.
Actually, that could be a kind of camera. Cameo.
Cameo.
Thank you.
It's like when Joe Rio takes pictures, it's a Cameo.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So wait. You know what he's a big fan of, by the way? Peanut butter.
Yeah, I can't believe you looked at me like I was a fucking idiot when you said Cameo, too.
That's fine. All right. Do you have three words ready?
What I was going to say,
Josh, this is not.
I'm going to guess, then you're going to do it. And then we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and finish the show.
Well, but that's what I was going to say. Does anyone feel like they could probably guess better than they could make a sentence?
I feel like Tom and I can create a sentence so much better.
These are great words.
I agree, but I still want to try to guess.
Let's go. I'm not looking.
All right, we're. Are we still doing the same idea with the first word?
Yeah. Are you?
Who's going first? Well, I guess we'll try.
Rocco, you go first time.
Hit it.
Who's going up?
You go first.
All right.
Go.
Ready? Go. Pluto
is
a
planet.
Okay.
Slide
your
cards
under
your
sleeve.
Tums.
Will
not
affect
this
part
of
your
body.
Penis.
T.
T.
That was bad. It was a bad
you
word.
You guys are not going to make $25,000 with that.
Tums is the first word.
Yeah, this is not going to work.
He said Tums?
Folks at home, it was throat.
What was the word?
Tums
throat.
Are not going to affect this part of your body.
I couldn't even think of how fucking way to go with
the
Tums.
Problem is it will. It does affect your
you
throat.
You were going the right direction.
All you have to do, though, you'd be like, tongues are not part of your...
No, he said tums, I thought.
Yeah, no, tums.
Tums.
What'd you say?
I said Tums.
Yeah,
you
Tums. Yeah. Now I'm saying is we have to remember that the first word is what's helping us the most.
Yeah.
So Tums, it doesn't matter what the fuck.
I couldn't think of it.
I agree.
But no, but the other
tongue
thing
is not part of your.
No, he said Tums.
Listen, no, I understand that. I'm saying he should not have.
I know. That's why it fucked me up.
All right, we're going to give you one chance, Kiger. Me and Rocco are going to attempt to make a sentence.
Oh, yeah.
$20 if this goes really well. No, so we decide to do it on the show, and then we fail miserably.
No, wait. Yes. But this is what I was going to say. The only reason I said Tums was because it was the only thing I could really think of, because time is also a factor. I mean, we can't sit there and go, what is a word that starts with T?
That's why I'm saying within the first three words, it should be the word that we accent, because A, they won't notice it as much, because if they realize that we're saying the first letter every time, I think they'll notice it more. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, wait. So you're saying that the first word doesn't have to start with?
I'm saying within the first three words, it should be it. And whoever puts the most emphasis on that word does it. I mean, it's going to take practice. But let's say sewing machine was the word. It's like, fuck.
See, it's hard, man.
All right.
Let's just go.
All right, Kiger, don't look.
All right, I'm not
Tom, you got to turn
around. Who's starting, me or you, Rock?
I guess.
Are we still doing the first letter thing?
I'll start.
All right, go for it.
All right.
I get to see the word too, dude.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
Padded.
You can't use the word.
You idiot.
The word was pad, and he used padded.
Okay.
I'll start here.
That was reused from last time.
Bring.
Beer.
To.
Where.
I.
Sit.
At.
A.
Club.
Bar.
Where.
Barstool.
Yes. Yeah.
What does that say?
I got it. Jack.
And.
Jill.
What?
To.
A.
Gym.
And.
Used.
Jump rope.
I am not working with you. Can we please go to a song?
Last one.
Let me try one more.
One more word. I'm not doing it with him.
No,
there's no way this is happening.
It's just fun.
This is like working with a mentally retarded child.
I got a good idea. I got a good idea. Ready?
What? Stutter?
You'll get this. You'll get this. All right? You ready?
Okay.
This is the last word, and then we'll go to a song, I promise.
Okay.
I can't explain this. Okay. Mouse.
It has to start with the letter.
No, I was doing another way. I was doing it another way.
Damn. Okay, so the first letter doesn't pertain to it.
I was going
to
do mouse, and then I was hoping you would say rhymes with...
House?
Yeah. That's what we
do. You want to play a rhyme game?
Do you think they do that?
I guarantee you they'll say no to that.
We can make it happen. All right, hold on. I want three words that fucking rhyme. I want three words.
They're going to say no to there's that. No I guarantee way. You there's no way you'll get through it.
They may not think about it.
Cut. No, because they give you like a word like orange, you're going to be like, orange. Orange.
I think you got to start everything with this is.
I agree. This is a.
This is. The first two you goes, this is, and then the next.
All right, Kiger, me and you are going to try because I'm not working with this cocksucker.
Sometimes it's a person. We got to play a song, dude. This is fucking getting
monotonous. This is long.
We'll do this on our own fucking time.
Okay.
So good. Yo, you listeners, you guys are assholes. You can't take this for a little bit longer. Come on, we're trying to win fucking money to,
why are they
to
pissed
fund
off?
This damn show.
We're trying to buy
so
more servers.
We can move out of our house and get into a fucking mansion.
All right, we're gonna get this shit on. We're gonna get a song and fucking and make ourselves excited.
We're trying to put this shit on every night.
This song,
fuckers.
This is the song called "Adam's Not Funny." It's Scott Jiggly. Here we go.
Are you serious? Like the light of the
Johnny's a fag, homo, fuck bag. Johnny's so queer.
You're the homo, cause I'm sexually a queer, a bag of
a I love when Rocco listens to his own bit and just like sings it along.
Yeah, you
no,
are.
You are. You mouth.
You're fucking mouth.
What happened there? It's like you tried really
you
hard
no
to do it, and
just
got, and just
got. You got
like,
way off
like,
time.
What?
Gave up.
Hey, care. You're back listening to Crash Test Radio. It's Wednesday, February 7th, 9:40 p.m.
And Rocco
Eastern.
Doesn't give a shit about time signatures.
That one was hard, man, because I couldn't think of.
Yeah,
a
it was
second.
Real hard. One, two, three.
No, I couldn't think of it.
I thought you played like trumpet or trombone.
I couldn't think of a second line, so I had to cut it short.
All right, douchebags. We're going to end the show very, very soon. But we do need to mention one more time that it's Tom's birthday.
It is.
And to celebrate his birthday, we're going to spread peanut butter all over his balls.
Hey!
Why don't we just go to the bar right now?
And go to the bar. Let's go. I'll go to the bar with you.
Yeah, let's go to City.
Actually, if we leave before 10 o'clock, we could even get some buffalo wings, too, which even sounds that much more exciting. Tsunami's got something to say, I think. He just held up
the
mic.
Go to the couch, Johnny Tsunami.
Tsunami on the couch.
Yo.
What do you got to say, fool?
I got nothing to say. The couch is comfy.
Come on.
I like it.
All right, now everyone's going to give, to end the show tonight, everyone's going to give Tom a birthday wish.
What does that mean?
That's like that thing where... at your communion or whatever, the video camera, pass the mic.
All right. Hey, Tom, really, thanks so much. I'm going to start here. Can we get some background music, Rock?
Yeah, I got it. Hold on.
Got the show with?
We're not going to do the birthday wish?
I'm getting
something. No, he's going to give us some music. We're going to go around and do birthday wishes to Tom.
Hold on.
Yeah, we're ending it already. Sorry, winged Carpathian.
Yeah, we have to end it.
Sorry, dude.
What
DJ
happened?
Rostar's got to beat off on the microphone soon.
In case you guys want to keep going, Rostar's got our good friend Bob from the ex-Hidden in Plain View, the pilot.
He's gone on the show tonight?
Yeah, Bob's
Now I feel like a douchebag.
Bob's going to be on tonight calling in, so make sure you guys listen. All right, Tom, I'm here to wish you a happy birthday, man. Thanks a lot for inviting me to your party. Thanks a lot. It's love, Jared.
Thanks for coming, dude.
Here's Groff.
Well, I've known Tom for quite a few years, and I remember freshman year of college, Tom comes back from class one day and randomly says, I think I might want to start smoking, man. And I'm like, why on God's green earth would you fucking do something like that? He goes, I don't know, to give me something to do on the way to class. So
that's
the
very
worst
true.
Reason ever, he decided to start smoking. And 3 days ago, him and a few other of his friends decided to make a pact to quit smoking.
We did.
So
we were in the back of the bus drunk, and we
apparently
all decided.
Everyone else in that pact
birthday
broke it
wish.
Except for me.
I have not.
You're not in the pack. You don't smoke.
I'm in the pack, and I smoke when I'm really drunk.
Well, I'm going to smoke tonight one cigarette to make up for the fucking people.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
No, it doesn't matter. It's my birthday.
Right, Rocco,
if I want
done,
to.
Done. Rocco, it's birthday wish.
I never actually said my wish. My wish is that Tom continue smoking.
All right, Rocco.
JK. Happy birthday, Tom. Peanut butter.
Bobby from Thrive.
Happy birthday, and I wish that you would find a girlfriend that's your age.
That's cute.
Wow, yeah.
Fuck you, kidney stone lover.
Papa Griggs.
I'd like to say happy birthday, Tom. You're the oldest person I've ever played with in a band.
Laura, you've barely met Tom. Laura, but
this is like a roast right
now.
You
have a birthday wish?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that was deep.
Yeah.
This is only the second time I met you.
I'm just kidding.
Johnny Tsunami on the couch. Mr. Crazy.
Tom, I just met you.
Give it to me, baby.
You're Jack Daniels, we got you.
Oh,
birthday, my friend.
Where'd Rip go for the birthday wish?
He's gone. Everyone's gone.
All right, here's Rip. Hold on, Rip.
There he is,
Rip. Rip, hold on. Rip with...
Happy Hanukkah. Rip.
Oh, Rip.
Now,
that was so fucking tasteless.
Now, remember, John was not on the show today, and there's been talks of things to do with
Tom,
microphone.
I hate you. Happy birthday. Fuck you.
Well, John always, because I listened to one of the shows while I was gone, and John talks shit on me. So fuck.
Oh.
and he used the hack bit that ripped off Opie and Anthony ridiculously.
That's what insulted me the most. I didn't even know that you told me that.
Wait, isn't this whole show like a Howard Stern clone anyway?
Pretty much.
But yeah, but we're not ripping off Opie and Anthony like John did on the first show.
We don't respect Opie and Anthony enough to rip them off.
Exact rip off. Now John takes care of his microphone. John boxes up his microphone every night after the show so that nothing gets on it.
Don't do it.
Now Groff's using it right now.
So Kevin smoked a lot of weed.
I see. I see Groff's, Groff's lips are touching the microphone.
Well, actually, I just farted on it, so I'm not gonna put my lips to it.
If I were you, I would stick it up my asshole.
Okay, that's a little big. If it feels like more than two fingers, it's probably an dick.
Speaking of which, Tom,
go to the MySpace. You idiots listening, go to the damn MySpace. Just add us. It's not very hard. You do it every fucking day. Just add Crash Test Radio.
It's a popularity contest. Do it.
Yeah. No, seriously. MySpace. John gets really upset about this.
Oh, I do.
Rocco does too.
Well, just I seem to remember a few weeks ago, Rocco said that listenership on MySpace seems to be down, and it is.
That's so sad.
Well,
what the fuck is this?
Peanut butter! You've been listening to Crash Test Radio. Let's get the fuck out of here.
What a mess.
Let's get to the bar. Now thank you guys for listening. DJ Rawstar is coming up with our good friend Bob from The Pilot's going to be on. That's Bob exiting in plain view. Kiger, from myself to you, happy birthday, my good friend.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/CrashTestRadio.
Fuck you.
DJ Rawstar is coming up in 15 minutes. Enjoy it.
Crash Test Radio.
Ouch.
Get a dirt bike.
Oh shit, the music started. I guess we have to end the
show.
Get a
dirt bike, son.
Suck it. Good night, guys.
Suck it.